You hear these stories time and time again. It's always the same kind of person that's doing this. It's always the frat bro whose name is Chet or Brett.
It is true.
It's very true. There were two lions killed. It was the Santiago Zoo. Two lions are killed. One female, one male, because this guy strips of some in his mid-20s, strips off his clothes, hops into their enclosure, and they start attacking him. You see pictures of it. He's hanging from them. He's underneath the one like big king lion, you know. Arms around him, around his neck, legs around the lion's waist. And I can't imagine being there. It's probably a horrific scene for everybody who was there to have actually witnessed.
Watching that unfold.
But zookeepers said there's no fast acting tranquilizer that they could have shot the lions with to conk them out so they could get this guy out. But
because you got to think about, like, you know, how big and like how many pounds that one of those animals weigh. I'm guessing that does take a few minutes to kind of to whatever you zap them with for them to kind of.
So they just killed him. But I'm thinking this guy had they end up finding a suicide note in his jeans pocket, which is horrible. Anybody who's going through that is going through something that if you've never gone through that, you can't even imagine what that's like. I know personally, I've never gone through that. I can't imagine if you're contemplating that, what kind of position you're really in life.
Yeah, because I think if you're not going through any of that, I don't even think you can't even really make any comments on it because you have no idea about that darkness that's going on.
But I get really mad that you killed two lions. First of all, did you ever go to? I went to the Cape May Zoo in New Jersey. It's free. Uh-huh. It's a free zoo.
Okay.
And the lion's sitting there in this enclosure. Like, these are, we call them kings of the jungle. They're kings of the jungle. And you have them in whatever cage you think is big enough, enclosure, if you want to call it that. And they're just sitting there depressed.
Because you think they want to wander around for miles.
They want to kill gazelles.
And get out
there. That's what they want to do. Yeah.
Get out there and do
And it's just
their
a bunch
thing.
Of dopes walking around with their ice cream cones and cotton candy and their socks and sandals looking at them.
Yeah, I'm not a big zoo goer. I've been to the zoo over in D.C., the one over there. There's the National Zoo. That's okay, but I'm just not a big zooey kind of person.
It's depressing. I think it's really depressing that you have these animals just caged up. And it's cool to look at animals. Go on safari. If you care that much, if you're that interested, go ahead. Go into their house.
You might not
bring them over here.
You might not come back, but you can go to their house.
So it's kind of a sad story all the way around. The guy ended up dying. They got him out of there, took him to the hospital, but he ended up dying anyway. And then you see this story. There was in a North Dakota zoo, a completely different zoo. This just happened yesterday. A man jumps over into, you know, they'll have double fences in the bear enclosure. Mm-hmm. He jumps over the one fence so he can get through to the second fence. And the second fence is, there's nothing but the fence between you and the animal. And he's sticking his hand through to try to taunt the brown bears, grizzly bears.
Uh-huh.
Bear bites him. Mm-hmm. He gets taken in the hospital, but he's going to be arrested for trespassing. It was him and a friend. The friend's already been charged with trespassing. They're waiting for this guy to get out of the hospital to charge him.
Because I heard on the ride in this morning, I was listening to our sister station, Delaware 105.9, and they were talking about a bear story. And I'm guessing it must be this one or it might be another. But they ended up shooting this bear. And then they did some DNA afterwards, and apparently the guy had the wrong DNA from the wrong bear on him, so they ended up shooting the wrong bear. They didn't actually kill the one that actually attacked this guy. They actually just shot another one.
If you go into their enclosure and you get attacked, it's your fault.
And you start sticking your hands around.
Yeah, poking and prodding. Uh-huh. They're already agitated, angry. I'll never understand this. Have you ever seen that the documentary Blackfish about killer whales? They put these animals, the killer is in their title.
Yeah.
They're killer whales. And you're taking this animal and putting it in this small, tiny enclosure. It'd be like us having to live in the studio.
Yeah, you couldn't.
And people coming to look at us. Let somebody come in here. Let somebody come in here.
But it's true, though. Like, we have a studio window. I mean, imagine, like, living in this environment and then just having people constantly peering at you the whole time.
Size-wise, it's comparable to what... So it's... I just always feel horrible for animals whenever you go to the zoo.
Yeah.
And I never, ever, ever feel bad for the jerks that hop over the fence or do anything because they think it's funny and they think it's going to be cute and then end up getting hurt. It's your own fault. Knock it off.
Yeah, it's all part of that as well. Some, not these ones, but you get all these people who want to jump in so they can take selfies and stuff. And it's just stupid. Just stupid. It really is.